404 DGS on KMOX. That depressed me. I'm not going to lie to you. When Dave said that this weather is going to go straight through to July.
And then it's July.
And then it's July. Then it's not that weird that it's 97 degrees.
Right. Then it's going to be, yeah.
Did you guys see the face of the first human?
No.
A 300,000-year-old skull. And they did the facial reconstruction on it. And it looks like an African person with a larger brow ridge, but 100%, if you cut the guy's hair and put him in a suit and put him on a bus, no one would notice him.
That's like cool.
It's that modern looking.
Wow.
Ooh, he's described as a strong and serene man.
That one got you, didn't it?
Let's go.
Man, I thought, so when I go to see my mom, she's in off of 44 and Barry. And so then when I come back, I'll take this little exit sort of by Laclede Station and, you know, Webster and over there. And every single time I take it over to the left, there's this family. And it's a husband and a wife and two kids. And they have a sign that says, you know, we're trying to get money for a hotel. And I'm not punking them. I'm not saying like, oh, they're taking advantage because they never even get a hotel. I'm just saying they're out there every time. And little kids in this heat, it's just crazy, isn't it, how different human lives are?
Yeah.
You know, I could be thinking about my problems. You're thinking about my poor mom, or I just had to spend more money on my Jeep, or this or this or this or this. I'm not sitting out there on the side of the road. My air conditioner is about to go out. That's going to cost me a few grand. That's okay. I'm not sitting on the side of the road with my toddlers with a sign, you know, asking for help.
Yep.
Just crazy. Nuts. Almost as crazy as what I paid for watermelon today. I tell you this.
No.
$9.99 a pound.
Whoa.
Yeah. I just got just one of those little things, you know, that they have at the grocery store.
Plastic container.
The one that's already cut up. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I knew I'm getting taken advantage of. If I want a watermelon, just buy a watermelon. But $9.99 a pound.
Have you guys ever heard of the grocery store Erewhon in Los Angeles? So it's like Whole Foods on steroids. It's where people in LA go to like flex. Like I shopped at Erewhon. It's intentionally expensive. But I saw a TikTok earlier today, and it was two girls, and they had like a big container of berries like that. And they were like, let's play a game. Let's guess how much these berries are. One of them guessed $19. One of them guessed $24. I guessed $27. And I thought, as I'm watching the video, $41 for a decently big container. But jeez. I mean, it looks like something you should pay $9 for. It was insane. There's my TikTok story.
They better be the best things ever made.
Are dress codes racist? There's a move to get rid of, outlaw dress codes. Because they say that just because you can't afford or, more importantly, in this case, choose. It's about choosing to wear whatever the dress code happens to be at an upscale restaurant. If you have the money to eat, then by law, you should be able to eat. Thoughts?
I don't know if it's racist.
Well, that's what the allegations are.
Okay.
That's not my words. That's the people who are complaining about it are saying things like, you're throwing out a lot of black people here.
Well, I've heard of this happening with clubs and stuff, more so than restaurants, where it's like you can't wear athleisure or you can't.
Yeah.
Or you have to be wearing a belt. That's a big one. And it's like, all right, I get what you're targeting here. And I could see how that would be construed as racist in some cases. But I don't think if it's like if you show up to a 5-star restaurant in a T-shirt and they say you got to put a jacket on or leave, I don't think that's any sort of like, I mean, that's just my opinion. But
yeah, I'm kind of with you. I agree with that. The average person feels 12 years older than they are. Based mostly on joint pain and overall fatigue.
Ah.
So we're not feeling good. When you're doing a story earlier, you're talking about something or other. And I started to say something and then Ray started to say something, but it made me think that it was about life expectancy. That if you take COVID, the COVID years out, we're running about the same, you know, men lived to about 78, women lived to about 79, 80. And yet we have all of these amazing drugs and all these amazing therapies and curing diseases right and left. I think it was you did a story, something about the fatty foods. But you think about it, we are canceling out all of these medical advancements by just being big, lazy pieces of crap.
I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. A lot of people are just enjoying whatever they want to in life because you're not guaranteed those 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. I think a lot of people just look at it and say, I don't want to make all these sacrifices and then get hit by a bus.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just kind of shotgunning some stuff here. These short shows are always kind of weird, so we just kind of like to have a little fun. Not fun for Justin Timberlake, but you know the mistake he made? Well, first of all, the mistake he made was drinking and driving.
Right. Yeah.
But then the second mistake he made was defending himself by saying, I had one martini. People hate when you do that. People hate when you lie. People hate when you belittle. People hate when you cover up. People hate when you don't cop to something. And then people came out of the woodwork from the bar he was at saying he was slamming drinks. And right before he walked out, he took another person's drink and slammed it. Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm Justin Timberlake. I'm JT. Gunk. And then left. And then when he got pulled over, it was, oh, I just had one martini. And now people are after him.
Yeah. I don't know if they were legit. Weren't there reports that there was other stuff in his system, too?
I didn't hear that.
I saw it, but I didn't know if it was legit, so I haven't really repeated it or anything like that.
Except on KMOX.
No, I didn't say that it existed. I didn't list the things, and I didn't report it. I asked a question. Dave, I'm just asking questions.
Just asking questions.
I start to feel bad for the guy after a while, not because it's like, oh, I feel so bad that he drank and drove. No, it's more like he is getting roasted so hard on the internet. And then people are like, I can't wait till the body cam footage comes out so we can make fun of him some more. And I start to cringe so hard and go, like, oh no, it's too much. But I mean, when you get pulled over and the cop doesn't know who you are, because apparently this cop was only like 21 or 22 years old, yeah, and had
no idea.
Didn't grow
awesome,
up with Justin Timberlake, and he's like, this is gonna ruin the tour. And the cop goes, what tour? He goes, the world tour.
Oh man,
that's too great. I actually love that part.
And I also feel kind of bad for him that it's like, you're Justin Timberlake and you're still at a bar trying to impress people by the amount you're drinking.
Right.
That's really strange.
Sorry, no sympathy.
I know.
Well, I don't have you get what I'm saying. I'm just like, oh, it's making me cringe so much.
I know we've done this since the first guy picked up a frog and licked it and got all wide. But isn't it crazy that it's such an industry to swallow a liquid that screws your brain up?
Mm-hmm. Makes you do the dumbest things
makes
ever.
Makes you do and say the dumbest things ever.
Yep. Ruin relationships, hurt people. And don't get me wrong, I get the benefits. I understand the relaxing and the having fun part too, but...
Man, alcohol really started to turn on me in like my mid-20s.
Oh, really?
I would just get headaches from it and not be able to sleep whenever I would drink. And I'm actually really grateful that that happened, you know, because then there's no incentive. Like, to me, I like to have a couple of glasses of wine. But as far as like, let's go out, let's party, it just doesn't sound fun to me at all.
A few little fun facts for you here. Sabrina Carpenter, the young lady you say looks like Phoebe.
She looks just like Phoebe.
Who is she for the listeners?
She was, you know, I just know her as a pop star now. I think she was in like High School Musical.
Famous rich person.
Yeah.
She's getting hate online because she is working as a barista at a London coffee shop, which brings up the debatable point. Is it patronizing when celebrities do normal work? Is it demeaning to the actual minimum wage workers?
I mean, I'm sure it's a little depressing if you're showing up to your barista shift and they're like, good news, this superstar is going to come in and pretend to pour coffee for an hour and get a ton of attention and probably more tips than you're going to make in a week because people are excited to see her. I see how that would be like demoralizing. But at the same time, I also think it's cute when they go do stuff like that. I mean, she has a song called Espresso, so that's why she did it, was to go and
give those extra tips to the staff.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Kaufman worked as a busser at a Greasy Spoon restaurant at the height of his fame, and it was non-ironic. He did it. Like, he would go in every night after doing comedy, and he would work there as a busser. One of the oldest penguins in the world just had a baby. Her name is Wendy. She's 30. She lives at a zoo in England and recently started shacking up with a much younger penguin named Nacho.
Nacho?
Good for Wendy.
He's only 4 years old. She recently laid an egg.
Are there laws about that? What's four in penguin years?
What do they even have to talk about? They're 26 years apart. My goodness.
She's a great-great-grandmother, and this is Nacho's first baby.
Well, congrats to the happy couple.
No way this ends well. Zero chance.
I, Wendy, take the nacho.
Oh, they're not talking marriage.
Yeah.
They're just having babies. Did you guys see this where a three-year-old was seen walking down the street with a loaded pistol?
Oh, no.
What? Where was this?
Let's see. I knew you'd ask me something I didn't know.
Sorry.
Iowa City. 7:45 p.m. on Friday, a couple spotted a three-year-old boy walking down the street with a loaded handgun. They pulled over and took the gun away. Then his mom, 31-year-old Samantha Hall, showed up and took him home. The police came home and said, came to her home, and she said, "I was cleaning and didn't realize that he walked off. I leave my gun on my nightstand. Yes, I know that it's within reach of my baby."
Okay, so jail, right?
I mean, at least that kid should be taken away.
Horrible.
I think, anyway. Stairway to Winnie.
I just saw this. I wasn't planning on bringing this up, but it's something I've been tracking for a bit, and it's probably a little bit longer conversation than we have time for, but just instant reaction. Louisiana just passed a law putting the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom.
Completely unconstitutional.
What are we doing?
Yeah, completely. I tell you what we're doing is the religious right, and I believe that the law's on my side on this. This is not so much a Dave opinion thing, but the religious right is just, like the governor said, I can't wait to get sued. They're trying to change the laws. Back when, and
you're trying to change the Constitution,
yes,
here.
Yes, I've said this before. Back when African Americans could not eat at the same lunch counter, they had sit-ins. And they got arrested, and then they were found guilty, and then they appealed, and that went to another appeal, then that went to the Supreme Court, and then now, next thing you know, you have civil rights laws. The right is trying to do that religiously. Now, you can say that it's either the last gasp of not religion. I'm not trying to say that God is dead or you're stupid for believing something. I'm just saying that this could be the last gasp of trying to change the Constitution, or it could be the start of something new. Like I said yesterday, a second puritanical era.
Yeah, the thing that there are a lot of levels to this. I mean, obviously the constitutional level, states cannot adopt a state religion. I mean, I know that's for the broader country, but you cannot force other people to follow your religious beliefs. I mean, that is a core American value, a core. But then there's also the hypocrisy, because I promise you, the people that are in favor of that are the ones that go around complaining that other groups of people are trying to force their way of life down our throats. They're just shoving everything in our faces. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? You are forcing your beliefs on other people. Why is it okay for you, but not for someone else? And the thing is, the problem, and this is the reason why we cannot allow religion to become a public thing or a political thing or governmental thing, because what you're saying is, well, I'm right. Well, everybody who's religious thinks they're right. Nobody's like, yep, I'm really religious, but you know, we're probably wrong. And everybody believes their religious view is right, which is why it cannot be one over others. It just can't be. In a nation like this.
Yeah. Muslims are pretty damn religious.
Everyone who's religious believes they are right.
Everyone, yeah.
With their whole heart. Like, no doubts, no nothing. And I don't understand how you can be like, but nope, mine is right. And also, you know, it's, again, fascinating to me. I always ask these questions and people get mad at me. But there are a lot more than 10 laws in the Old Testament. Why do we only want to follow 10? Or why do we only want to force 10? What about the 200-something other commandments that were listed in the Old Testament? Why do we ignore those, but we choose these 10? Right? Well, it's partly because, look, these are easy, right? They're very simple commands, and they don't really conflict with modern life too much. A lot of the other ones conflict with modern life. I don't think very many adulterers want to be stoned to death. You know, I think that's how we selectively decide which of these things we want to make a big deal out of. You know, but you can't just selectively say, these are all the words of God, but the other ones here, we're just going to kind of not pay attention to, and we're going to pick these very specific ones because they fit our view. I just say, I mean, like, the whole thing is, you believe what you want, that's all cool. I don't care what anybody believes, but when you're trying to put it into public, which means there are definitely kids in those schools whose families do not share those same exact values, and keep in mind, I'm talking about even within what you would call overall Christianity. There's a reason there are so many different kinds of churches. Obviously, Protestant, all kinds of Protestant churches, the Catholic Church, there are all kinds of them. They all have slightly different views. So who wins? Who's right? Who gets to decide?
Which is why the founders
said it that way. Nobody, right.
That you have the absolute right to follow any religion you want, but mm-hmm. the state cannot establish one.
Yes.
So smart, so simple, so easy. But we take simple, straightforward things and we make them very complicated.
For very selfish reasons. Right?
Both sides, yeah.
I mean, And the other part that drives me nuts is the further hypocrisy that you would never accept the imposition of someone else's religious views on you.
No. No, like I said, if Muslims become the largest demographic and they want to put sayings and scriptures from the Quran, the Christians aren't going to like that very much.
No. Well, the current demographic shift is toward people that call themselves, and this is the wrong word, it's N-O-N-E, the nuns. Sorry, I'm not trying to go back to the winning thing. But like the people that do not have a religious affiliation are the largest growing group over the last 20, 25 years. And down the road, it shows that those people might be in charge. Like they might be the majority. People that don't have a specific religious affiliation. Not necessarily atheists, but maybe people that just aren't at all into any of it.
I would say this as well. Being an agnostic, not an atheist. When that does happen, and it looks unavoidable demographically, I don't think religious people will see any changes. Because I don't think non-religious people will ever try to keep religious people from following their religion.
But and if anybody tried to do that, my position would be the same against them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. Yep. Yeah. If atheists or whoever tried to in any way prohibit people from following their religion, I'm lining up with
yes.
the religious people.
Absolutely.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, Wheels, this last series really brings something home with Gibson and Arenado. 160 games just beats the hell out of you.
Yeah, it's meant to be that way. It's a test of will, right? I mean, you know, we talked about that Athletic poll of players, and they asked them, is the season too long? And the majority said no.
Really?
Yeah, the majority.
Haven't they talked about shorting it by a few games?
People
have.
Writers bring it up. The owners are not going to. Why would the owners make less money?
Right.
And then also, one of the reasons the players don't want that is they would have to take pay cuts. They're not going to pay you for 162 to play 140.
Yeah.
So nobody wants that. But that's also the point of baseball. It's a marathon. It is that challenge of playing 162 games over 6 months that makes it tough.
Marmol seems very tuned in to giving his guys breaks. Do you think that's one of the better things that he does as a coach?
I think he does. And I think that's also every team now is much more conscious of that. There will never be these consecutive game streaks anymore. Those are gone because we understand through scientific discovery how important rest is and how important like periods of rest, right? So and Ollie talks about this a lot, about having a guy get his day off before a day off. So he gets two full days of mm-hmm. getting to rest. I mean, like that kind of, we can all identify, right? If you didn't have your weekend, how would you feel after mm-hmm. a month of going every day?
Mm-hmm.
Or going, you know, you take up 30 days, you play 26 days, you work 26 out of 30 days. How are you going to feel? Not very good. And most of us aren't doing the physicality, mm-hmm. you know, the physical things that a professional athlete's doing. And it's crazy to me that fans don't get that.
And it's not just the 3 hours of the game.
No, God, no.
They're there all day. They're there afterwards.
These guys get there. They get there. A lot of times they get there. They do a workout. And then they get into the cages or they do some other, depending on what your job is and what position you play, they're always doing things in preparation to that. So, yeah, they get there 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon in most cases. You're playing until 10:30 at night. I mean, it's not just 3 hours and go home.
And you think about those guys in AAA that don't have masseuses traveling with them and things like that.
No, and they travel a little better at AAA. Like, they fly. Boy, the lower levels, they're on buses all that time, too, when they're going from place to place.
437 DGS on KMOX. Total Information PM coming up after this. So I was... met a new person the other day, and we were talking politics, which I don't like to do, but they knew who I was, and they insisted on talking politics. And they're very conservative and very libertarian, and they were saying that, if anything, they are an anti-institutionalist. They do not trust institutions. They only trust people. And I really thought about that conversation afterwards and realized that it's the cool thing to be right now is anti-everything and especially anti-institutions and pro-populism. But on this one, I'm just going to have to be a fuddy-duddy. I am solidly an institutionalist. I don't trust people. I don't. I trust a handful of people in my life and in my family. Other than that, the rest of you all seem to be pretty damn crazy. And I trust the institutions, and I rely on the institutions to keep us between the guardrails, sort of like it did after the last election. And if you want to see what a lack of institutions look like, come to downtown St. Louis. That's our problem. We have very weak institutions downtown. We have weak leadership. We have weak policing, thanks to the leadership, not to the police, but to the leadership who establish it and who, you know, set the parameters and hired the police officers and such. So I really walked away from that realizing just how much I depend on and believe in. And look, institutions are made up of people. They can go bad. And what we see with the Supreme Court going on right now, we're seeing a bit of a weird time with that institution. But yeah, I'll take an institution over people anytime. Am I crazy?
I don't understand why people make the distinction. I've never understood this. I don't trust the government. The government is just a few hundred thousand of your fellow citizens. It's human beings. The everything else is just a structure. Everything else is just a building or a set of rules and guidelines, which, by the way, can be changed by the human beings. It is entirely about what who the human beings are and what they are.
Yeah, so this guy wanted to drag all the institutions down.
Yeah, those are not the problems. The problems are the people in them if you have a problem with the direction of a certain thing, right? So I hear this, I don't trust the government. Well, do you trust it when people you agree with are in those positions? If so, then it's not the government.
It's a good point.
It's the people that are in the positions that you're talking about, and we all have the ability to change those things. If you don't like the way things are going, you have every ability to get off your ass and vote in primaries to get the people you want to be running for office. But nobody does it. I mean, we have every ability to change those things. And yet none of us wants to take the time. Nobody. How many of the people that complain about the function of the government even know when their primaries are or who's participating in them? It is entirely human beings. And I take a lot of that, not the person you're talking to because I don't know them, but I take a lot of that I don't like this institution. I don't like the government. All you're telling me is you don't like the people that the rest of your fellow citizens chose. And if you want to change that, you can change it, but it's hard work to pay attention. It's hard work to get out and vote and understand and participate. That takes effort, and it's just easier to hate. It's easier to say, I don't like the government. Well, I mean, the government is just a few million people who have jobs, some of them appointed, some of them elected. And if you don't like how it's going, then you need to get in. You don't just get to say that the whole thing. It's like saying that, like, using a sports analogy because this drives people easier. Do you not like the Cardinals? Do you not like a franchise existing? Because all a franchise is essentially a storefront. If you have an issue, you have an issue with the people that are manning the storefront.
Used to be Augie Bush.
Right. It's not the sport or the rules or the structure of having five minor league teams and a front office staff and all that. You just don't like the decisions being made by certain human beings in that organization.
Good analogy.
And that's all it is with an institution, whether it's the FBI or your local police department or the post office. That's all it is. And I don't understand why we even have that idea. And I'll tell you why we do, because a lot of people use it because it's easy, because it pisses people off. It freaks
Very
them
popular.
Out, and it pisses them off, and it's an easy thing to say, I don't trust the government. But that's not true, because you trust it when your guys are in charge. So it's not the structure, it's just the people in charge at a particular moment. Again, it doesn't matter if you're right-handed or left-handed in this. It really doesn't. People don't trust the government when the other guys are in charge, and then they do trust the government when their guys are in charge. Well, then it's not the government. It's the people.
Yeah, evidenced by, like, the filibuster. You hate it when the other guys are using it against you, and it should be unconstitutional. Let's get rid of it. And then when you're in charge, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, or when you're not in charge.
My favorite are the people who work in the government who say they hate the government.
Well, I can understand. Like, a lot of people hate their jobs.
Well, but they're like, government is evil.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you should elect me to be in the government. And how does that work exactly?
Rachel, that is such a good point. There is nothing worse than people who work for an industry and don't like it. I hate people in our line of work. They're like, it's the media. Well, dummy, you're the media,
you're
too.
You're in the media. The media is you.
Well, it's the mainstream.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah, well, it's the mainstream. Well, you work for the most popular network on the planet. What do you mean it's the mainstream? That's as mainstream as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, and I get it. It takes nuance. I don't think people are dumb. I think what people are is they're busy.
Yeah.
And it's easier to take the broader look and say, I don't like the government or I don't like institutions. And it's a lot harder to go, man, what I really don't like is which people have certain jobs. And then the amount of time and effort it would take me to actually impact that is unappealing to me. So I'd rather just say I don't like the larger thing.
Good talk.
And by the way, all of that work is unappealing to me, too. I'm not judging that. I don't want to do all that. It's not easy. It takes a lot of time. But I'm also not going to sit here and act like it's the institution itself that is what bothers me. It's the people making decisions at any given moment that you either agree with
and
or don't.
When things go against them, they'll use phrases like kangaroo court. But then when you ask them how they would set it up, they're setting up a kangaroo court.
Yeah, right.
It's just like, well, me and a few of my buddies would make the decisions.
Okay. Right.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you don't like the legal system when it works against you, but you love it when it works for you.
451 DGS Total Information PM coming up after this. So, Wheels, tell me a little bit more about the game tomorrow.
So, obviously, it's the beginning of the three-game series against the Giants. They're going to be playing at Rickwood Field in...
How are the Giants, by the way?
They're similar to the Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost to the Cubs today. They're in that mix of teams that are all within a game of the wild card. So, if you look at the wild card standings in the National League right now, let's see here. Click the wild card, you dummy. If you look at the wild card standings, so the Diamondbacks and Cardinals are the second and third wild cards. Padres, Pirates, Mets, Nationals are all a half game out. Cubs and Giants are one game out. Reds are 1.5. So the Giants are just like every other National League team, basically.
Yep.
Yeah. They have their own sets of problems. They've had some injuries. They're very much like the Cardinals. If you look at, they're minus 26 on their run differential. Cardinals are minus 39. I mean, they're very similar teams.
So we play just the one game in Alabama? And then
I think it's the weekend.
Oh, nice.
No, you know what? It's not. It's not, because it's one day... And then they're off. So I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that wrong. I am completely spacing out on which games are there. But I think it's just Thursday. They're off Friday and then Saturday, Sunday back at home. But either way, tomorrow, that's just really a cool setting. And the timing turns out to be unique and weird because of the passing of Willie Mays.
Yeah. Race wire Zoomers so mean?
Well, you know, they're starting to criticize Gen Alpha. And go after them and
how old are they?
I know, they're still like in school. They're really little kids.
Jeez.
And these are just articles I see on the internet, so who knows how much of it is actually happening.
Were you guys aware of you were, because millennials got crapped on so much, but I didn't know or care what generation I was in until probably 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, and Gen Z didn't really like enter the center stage until they were old enough to they were adults now. But the article that I looked at said that they've turned from making fun of my generation, millennials, to now they've set their sights on Gen Alpha.
Yeah, that's their problem.
They're just like, they're stupid. They're always
so they're doing what every
phones.
Other generation does, yelling at the younger ones.
Right.
once you do that, don't you become the older generation? Don't you become the not cool generation?
Yeah.
Once you start crapping on the one beneath
that's
you.
That's when the millennials started to lose it, when we were like, you'll never take away my side parts and skinny jeans. I'm like, well, we sound ancient now. Congratulations, everyone. We are now the old ones.
Man. Yeah. That's always, there's nothing that makes you look like the generations you get mad at by acting like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are rich people doing that are?
This happened in the Hamptons. Someone posted a TikTok video of $127 per pound lobster salad.
Oh, I saw this. Just like seafood salad.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very high quality, but it's just Neptune salad.
The deli that did it we're using the finest quality ingredients. This is just market price, so they're probably using like the best possible lobster you can get. But the point I was making on the sheet was, rich people are out there just living totally different lives from you and me. If you can pay $127 per pound for seafood salad, that better be the best thing I've ever tasted.
It's like four sandwiches. Tops.
Four quarter pound sandwiches or a dip for whatever you're going to use.
I would have trouble enjoying it.
I would too. I wouldn't be able to do it. Even if I were like a billionaire, I'd say, nah, this is a little too much.
437 DGS on KMOX. Total Information PM coming up after this. So I was met a new person the other day, and we were talking politics, which I don't like to do, but they knew who I was, and they insisted on talking politics. And they're very conservative and very libertarian. And they were saying that if anything, they are an anti-institutionalist. They do not trust institutions. They only trust people. And I really thought about that conversation afterwards and realized that it's the cool thing to be right now is anti-everything, and especially anti-institutions and pro-populism. But on this one, I'm just going to have to be a fuddy-duddy. I am solidly an institutionalist. I don't trust people. I don't. I trust a handful of people in my life and in my family. Other than that, the rest of you all seem to be pretty damn crazy. And I trust the institutions, and I rely on the institutions to keep us between the guardrails, sort of like it did after the last election. And if you want to see what a lack of institutions look like, come to downtown St. Louis. That's our problem. We have very weak institutions downtown. We have weak leadership. We have weak policing, thanks to the leadership, not to the police, but to the leadership who establish it and who, you know, set the parameters and hired the police officers and such. So I really walked away from that realizing just how much I depend on and believe in. And look, institutions are made up of people. They can go bad. And what we see with the Supreme Court going on right now, we're seeing a bit of a weird time with that institution. But yeah, I'll take an institution over people anytime. Am I crazy?
I don't understand why people make the distinction. I've never understood this. I don't trust the government. The government is just a few hundred thousand of your fellow citizens. It's human beings. The everything else is just a structure. Everything else is just a building or a set of rules and guidelines, which, by the way, can be changed by the human beings. It is entirely about who the human beings are and what they are.
Yeah, so this guy wanted to drag all the institutions down.
Yeah, those are not the problems. The problems are the people in them if you have a problem with the direction of a certain thing, right? So I hear this, I don't trust the government. Well, do you trust it when people you agree with are in those positions? If so, then it's not the government.
It's a good point.
It's the people that are in the positions that you're talking about, and we all have the ability to change those things. If you don't like the way things are going, you have every ability to get off your ass and vote in primaries to get the people you want to be running for office. But nobody does it. I mean, we have every ability to change those things. And yet none of us wants to take the time. Nobody. How many of the people that complain about the function of the government even know when their primaries are or who's participating in them? It is entirely human beings. And I take a lot of that, not the person you're talking to because I don't know them, but I take a lot of that anti-whatever, anti-this. I don't like this institution. I don't like the government. All you're telling me is you don't like the people that the rest of your fellow citizens chose. And if you want to change that, you can change it. But it's hard work to pay attention. It's hard work to get out and vote and understand and participate. That takes effort. And it's just easier to hate. It's easier to say, I don't like the government. Well, I mean, the government is just a few million people who have jobs. Some of them appointed, some of them elected. And if you don't like how it's going, then you need to get in. You don't just get to say that the whole thing. It's like saying that, like, at using a sports analogy, because this drives people easier. Do you not like the Cardinals as a, do you not like a franchise existing? Because all a franchise is essentially a storefront. If you have an issue, you have an issue with the people that are manning the storefront.
Used to be Augie Bush.
Right. It's not the sport or the rules or the structure of having five minor league teams and a, you know, and a front office staff and all that. You just don't like the decisions being made by certain human beings in
Good
that
analogy.
Organization.
Good analogy.
And that's all it is with an institution, whether it's the FBI or your local police department or the post office. That's all it is. And I don't understand why we even have that idea. And I'll tell you why we do, because a lot of people use it because it's easy, because it pisses people off. It freaks
Very
them
popular.
Out and it pisses them off. And it's an easy thing to say, I don't trust the government. But that's not true, because you trust it when your guys are in charge. So it's not the structure. It's just the people in charge at a particular moment. Again, it doesn't matter if you're right-handed or left-handed in this. It really doesn't. People don't trust the government when the other guys are in charge, and then they do trust the government when their guys are in charge. Well, then it's not the government. It's the people.
Yeah, evidenced by, like, the filibuster. You hate it when the other guys are using it against you, and it should be unconstitutional, let's get rid of it. And then when you're in charge, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, or when you're not in charge.
My favorite are the people who work in the government who say they hate the government.
Well, I can understand. Like, a lot of people hate their jobs.
Well, but they're like, government is evil.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you should elect me to be in the government. And it's like, how does that work exactly?
Rachel, that is such a good point. There is nothing worse than people who work for an industry and don't like. I hate people in our line of work. They're like, it's the media. Well, dummy, you're the media,
you're
too.
In the media. The media is you.
Well, it's
the
mainstream.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Yeah, well, it's the mainstream. Well, you work for the most popular network on the planet. What do you mean it's the that's as mainstream as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, I mean, it's, and I get it. It takes nuance. I don't think people are dumb. I think what people are is they're busy.
Yeah.
And it's easier to take the broader look and say, I don't like the government or I don't like institutions. And it's a lot harder to go, man, what I really don't like is which people have certain jobs. And then the amount of time and effort it would take me to actually impact that is unappealing to me. So I'd rather just say I don't like the larger thing.
Good talk.
And by the way, all of that work is unappealing to me, too. I'm not judging that. I don't want to do all that. It's not easy. It takes a lot of time. But I'm also not going to sit here and act like it's the institution itself that is what bothers me. It's the people making decisions at any given moment that you either agree with
and
or don't.
When things go against them, they'll use phrases like kangaroo court. But then when you ask them how they would set it up, they're setting up a kangaroo court.
Yeah, right.
It's just like, well, me and a few of my buddies would make the decisions.
Okay. Right.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you don't like the legal system when it works against you, but you love it when it works for you.
451 DGS Total Information PM coming up after this. So, Wheels, tell me a little bit more about the game tomorrow.
So, obviously, it's the beginning of the three-game series against the Giants. They're going to be playing at Rickwood Field in...
How are the Giants, by the way?
They're similar to the Cardinals.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost to the Cubs today. They're in that mix of teams that are all within a game of the wild card. So, if you look at the wild card standings in the National League right now... let's see here. Click the wild card, you dummy. If you look at the wild card standings, so the Diamondbacks and Cardinals are the second and third wild cards. Padres, Pirates, Mets, Nationals are all a half game out. Cubs and Giants are one game out. Reds are one and a half. So the Giants are just like every other National League team, basically.
Yep.
Yeah. They have their own sets of problems. They've had some injuries. They're very much like the Cardinals. If you look at, like, so they're minus 26 on their run differential. Cardinals are minus 39. I mean, they're very similar teams.
So we play just the one game in Alabama? And then
I think it's the weekend.
Oh, nice.
No, you know what? It's not. It's not because it's one day and then they're off. So I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that wrong. I am completely spacing out on which games are there, but I think it's just Thursday. They're off Friday and then Saturday, Sunday back at home. But either way, tomorrow is, that's just really a cool setting. And the timing turns out to be unique and weird because of the passing of Willie Mays.
Yeah. Rage, why are Zoomers so mean?
Well, you know, they're starting to criticize Gen Alpha and go after them and
how old are they?
I know, they're still like in school. They're really little kids.
Jeez.
And these, you know, these are just articles I see on the internet. So who knows how much of it is actually happening.
Were you guys aware of what, well, you were because millennials got crapped on so much. But I didn't know or care what generation I was in until probably 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, and Gen Z didn't really like enter the center stage until they were old enough to like, they were adults now. But the article that I looked at said that they've turned from making fun of my generation, millennials, to now they've set their sights on Gen Alpha.
Yeah, that's their problem.
They're just like, they're stupid. They're always
so they're doing what every
phones.
Other generation does, yelling at the younger ones.
Right.
Once you do that, don't you become the older generation? Don't you become the not cool generation?
Yeah.
Once you start crapping on the one beneath
that's
you?
That's when the millennials started to lose it, when we were like, you'll never take away my side parts and skinny jeans. I'm like, well, we sound ancient now. Congratulations, everyone. We are now the old ones.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's always, there's nothing that makes you look like the generations you get mad at by acting like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are rich people doing that are...
Oh, this happened in the Hamptons. Someone posted a TikTok video of $127 per pound lobster salad.
Oh, I saw this. So I mean, just like seafood salad.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very high quality, but it's just Neptune salad.
The deli that did it that made the salad were like, we're using the finest quality ingredients. So we're just this is just market price. So they're probably using like the best possible lobster you can get. But the point I was making on the sheet was rich people are out there just living totally different lives from you and me. If you can pay $127 per pound for seafood salad, that better be the best thing I've ever tasted.
It's like four sandwiches. Tops.
Yeah, 4 quarter-pound sandwiches or a dip for whatever you're going to use.
I would have trouble enjoying it.
I would too. I wouldn't be able to do it. Even if I were like a billionaire, I'd say, nah, this is a little too much.